I think we're in the middle of an ongoing crime. I have no idea how long it's going to last. I think it's, I'm convinced that it will be the biggest crime in history. It's global. It has the intent of control, removing everybody's freedom, and I personally think will involve killing further millions, if not billions of people. That makes it a pretty big competitor for the title worst crime in history. It is long planned. I won't bore you with the details, but I've definitely come across information that shows that the components of the deceit that they've used, you know, PCR, exaggerated PCR testing, the use of fear-based messaging through the media, this stuff's been rehearsed by militaries and the people we might think of as the spooks for at least 25 years and possibly longer. So it's long planned, very serious. Here's the thing, why I'm calling you to arms. It's not going to return to the old normal. One, that's never their intention. So it's not going to happen passively, because it's not, there isn't a natural phenomenon that's going to wear off. They're not going to allow it to return to normal. So if you comply with this tyranny, it will end with the loss of your liberty and probably your life. The supply chains that move materials, raw materials and finished goods around the world are being sawn through on a global scale. You've only got to look at where the shipping is, where it should be and where it actually is. And terrifyingly, the same is happening to food production worldwide, food and fertilizer production. It's in the wrong place. It's deliberate. They're smashing the means of manufacturing enough calories to keep 7.8 billion people alive. And, you know, where do you think that's going to end? Well, the answer is mass starvation, war, global migration. That's what's going to happen if you and everybody else choose to do nothing at all. Also, economic destruction we can see happening around us. Interest rates will rise on the back of huge debts. That will just cause mass bankruptcies, rolling recessions, depressions, things like that. And I would also imagine loss of confidence in the very thing called money. So any savings you've got, I think they'll just vanish. Literally, people will just say, I no longer trust sterling. I don't want to accept it. And so all your savings are now worth nothing. So if you wait, I believe it'll be too late. I think you already know that I'm broadly telling you something that's closer to the reality than what government's telling me. But I believe that we can head off the worst crimes in history by actively withdrawing our consent and definitely not accepting these digital ID for any reason, any reason. If you accept it, they will sweep over us. And so just in the last few words, I implore you to get involved, to use some of what I and others are saying to you. Be brave, actually. You have to be brave now and risk embarrassment and recruit other people to this cause, and we can roll them over.
How do you explain to people that the government is full of pedophiles and that our water is being poisoned with fluoride and heavy metals? Our food is fake. The weather is being manipulated. Clouds are actually created to block the sun. And that chemtrails actually kill people. Our government actually stands for mind control. And that big events are actually staged to keep us distracted from the real truth. Artists and people of power actually practice rituals at these events without the fans actually knowing. When a doctor gives you a shot, he actually gets a bonus. Now, they don't do that for chemotherapy, so why do they do that for vaccine shots? And that war and our military is actually used to decrease the population. Yeah. How do you explain that to people?
There's a demonic invasion taking place in the earth right now, in our culture, in our physical realm from another dimension and the skies above, as well as potentially through scientific experiments such as what's going on right now at CERN. This is measurable in all these different areas, and it's also prophesied in the Bible that these things would increase in the last days.
Biblical prophecy is being fulfilled all around us. Water flowing in the empty Qatar Desert, one of the driest regions in the world, fulfilling a 2,700-year-old prophecy from Isaiah. Now we also have the River Euphrates drying up and all these ghost lakes filling up, right? So the River Euphrates, God binded these four angels below it. With this sixth trumpet sound comes with the second woe. The sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a voice coming from the four horns of the golden altars, that is before God, it said to the sixth angel in the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound in the great river Euphrates, and the four angels who have been kept ready for the end days. See how this prophecy in Revelations is connected to clearing a way for the king of the east.
COVID-19 is not about a virus. COVID-19 is about the inoculation of human beings with artificial intelligence. COVID-19 is a war on humanity. So every COVID-19 product needs to be banned, recalled, and if anyone is using it, it should be considered an act of crime of attempted murder, because that is what it is. And then lastly, we need to make a movement to take down the technology. 5G and Starlink has nothing to do with helping humanity. If you go to CloudMind's SEC filings, they clearly state that their new 5G species, its functionality, its ability to communicate, and its ability to spread is based on 5G technology. CloudMind is an AI technology company based out of China whose end game operations are for Chinese military operation use. They are a threat to national security, and they need the 5G towers that we've put up all across this country for our convenience. No, it's not for our convenience. It's for our extermination.
Jesus said you'll know them by their fruit. And sometimes what people do is they'll say, well, look at my fruit. Look at the ministry. Look at the crowds. Look at the viewership. Look at the miracles. Look at the church size. Look at the book sales. They point to all that. Look at the fruit. That's not fruit. Fruit is the fruit of the Spirit. Are they gracious? Are they humble? Are they kind? Are they filled with peace? And do they fill you with peace? So when Jesus said you'll know them by their fruit, he's not saying you'll know them by the results of their organizations and ministry efforts or by their social media following. Fruit is character. Type amen if you agree. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus, not man. And that's how you can know the difference between a Spirit-led ministry and a flesh-led ministry. Because a Spirit-led ministry is always going to point back to Jesus. Always, always, always. The Holy Spirit talks about Jesus. Jesus is the Holy Spirit's message. The Holy Spirit points to him, glorifies him, magnifies him, draws attention to him, inspires people to worship him and follow him and turn from their sin and embrace him. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's the message of the Holy Spirit. I want you right now in the comment section publicly to make a commitment that you're going to preach Jesus.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share a word given to Glenda Lomax. The title is Season of Pruning, and this word was posted May 2nd, 2023. My people, you are walking through a season of pruning. I am the vine, you are the branches. Every husbandman knows pruning must occur in order to make a plant more fruitful. I desire you would bear fruit and much fruit for my kingdom. So I am pruning the things and people and even what you see as resources in your life that you may bear more fruit that remains. Do not struggle against me in this time. Allow my will to be done in your life. For you will be very glad later if you allow me. My plan for you is different than your plan. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
who want to follow TikTok user RV Godoy on one of his newest paranormal adventures. If you have watched my TikTok videos before, you know that he is haunted by paranormal activity in his own home. As shown in this example, a poltergeist seemed to be up for some mischief in his garage. Today the activity seems to reach a peak and RV gets a really good run for his money. The bathroom seems to inherit some odd sounds that grab RV's attention. I feel this is where a lot of the old activity took place as well. He checks underneath the sink and nothing. Viewers believe that it could actually be a demon. Notice how there is no connection between the hand and the arm. Definitely mind-boggling.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Sverrir Gudnason is a Swedish actor. He's on a magazine cover, right? How do people get on magazine covers? They usually cover one eye, doing one eye symbolism, the eye of Horus. And what else do they do? What's happening here? If we scroll down a little bit, he's hiding his hand in his coat. The way a Freemason would do. This really is the world. The world is biblical. It's good and bad news. The bad news is the world is completely sold out. Your entertainment that you love so much, you should know the spirit behind it. The good news is the gospel of truth of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died upon the cross, shed his precious blood, was buried and resurrected 3 days later, according to the scriptures. This is the only way. God bless you, everyone.
All right. So Caleb here has been watching and watched his wife get healed, and he says, how about my ACL? I got a problem. So he's got about a pain level of 2 right in this joint right here, right?
Yes.
And we're going to have Katsui, okay? Katsui's going to pray over your leg right here. So Katsui, you ready?
Yes.
You go right ahead.
Thank you.
And you just relax, Caleb.
Okay.
Okay?
Abba Father, I thank you, Lord, for who you are, and I thank you, Lord, for Caleb, and Lord, we just command the pain to go from his knees, in Jesus' name. Yeah. And the pain level go to 0, in Jesus' name. And all these areas of affected nerves and tendons and the muscles be healed, completely healing. In Jesus' name. Pain, come up in Jesus' name.
Okay. It's okay, Al.
Yeah.
Move and do what you gotta do to look for the pain. Okay. Check it out.
My goodness.
What?
Thank you, Jesus.
Is it gone?
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah?
Amen. Good job.
Praise God.
Good health. Grieving sisters. Your sisters are grieving. Who died?
Alanda, she was 42. She died of a fentanyl overdose, and I'm just heartbroken over her lot, her death. It was sudden and tragic, so I'm just praying for healing to get over.
Do you have a digestive problem?
Yes.
You have a digestive problem. Esophagus, is it?
Yes, acid reflux.
So do you know what this has to do with the death of your sister? So your sister who died?
Yes, my...
Do you know what it has to do with it?
No.
Very, very important. Your acid reflux. Just move the chair. What's your name?
Tiny Doll.
The spirit that killed your sister is attached to your esophagus. Let's you hold. So, you, at some point, I think, you entertained yourself with something on the internet, movie, something from darkness. Do you remember? Sometime you entertained yourself and it came in, all right? So you need to sanctify, cleanse your eyes, okay? So you're free. Your family's free, okay? But be careful what you watch, okay? Because the enemy comes in. He says, oh, here's a child of God who's watching what they shouldn't. Sorry?
I watch a lot of horror movies.
There's a lot of death in horror movies. People being murdered and butchered and stuff, right?
Yes.
Isn't that what I'm talking to you about? Yes. You watch something and the spirit came in, attached itself to the esophagus and killed your sister. You're going to stop watching it?
Yes.
So, God loves you. This is a prophetic exposing of the sin that's brought tragedy. We should never celebrate evil, lest evil come to stay. Does that make sense? Amen? Okay. Yeah, no. So, you want to ask the Lord to forgive you?
Father God, please forgive me for my sin of watching horror. I repent of my sins. Jesus' name, amen.
You know, it really is the mercy of God that reveals your sin. It really is. Some people, they've never had that mercy. There's suicide, there's death, there's all sorts of problems. They don't know why. They don't know what's causing it. It's the mercy of God that reveals it. Don't fight God. Just open your heart and say, Lord, if I've sinned, show me my sin. I want to be free. Amen?
Oh, yes, you will be surprised by me. Sergeant, what? 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 What?